Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Okay, friends, welcome back to another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. We are currently in a podcast series that I've titled, Why We Need It and How We Read It. And in this episode, we're going to continue talking about the benefits of reading, meditating, and obeying the Word of God. Y'all, even as I say that out loud, it doesn't sound very exciting. But friends, it is. And I hope that over the course of these episodes, the Lord really grips your heart and gives you the same excitement that is really given me lately. So again, before we dive in, I want to say a prayer for us. Heavenly Father, I pray for each and every listener who is listening to this podcast episode. I pray that you would speak to them. I pray that your truth would pierce their hearts and their minds. It would light a fire in them to meditate on your word, to act on your word, and to just live the best life that you have designed for them to live because they are meditating and acting on your beautiful truth. Lord, thank you for giving it to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being in the details. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so as I mentioned in the last episode, which if you haven't listened to that, please make sure you do, the world has gotten increasingly more and more chaotic, and the brokenness of the world is everywhere. And as it has become more and more in our face, the importance of the Bible has only become more and more apparent. Y'all, reading, understanding, and obeying the Bible is our only opportunity for us to live, thrive, and survive in this world. I mean, our only chance. In Matthew 4:4, Jesus says very plainly, "People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Y'all, it is as necessary to be in the Word and live by the Word for spiritual survival as food is to our physical bodies. And if we want to have any kind of abundant life that Jesus promised, we have to be healthy spiritually. We own responsibility for that, right? If you're a parent and you tell your children not to touch a hot stove while you're cooking them dinner, and you turn to get something out of a fridge and your kid runs over and puts his hand on the hot stove, does he have a right to get mad at you for cooking dinner and turning the stove on? Of course not. Had he followed your directions, he would not only not have a burned hand, he also would have gotten dinner. And I just wonder how many times we've run over to touch the hot stove because it looked fun and then gotten mad at God that we burned our hand. Maybe that's just me. But, you know, when all God was doing was preparing something even better for us. But how do we know not to touch that proverbial hot stove? It's in the Word. It's all in the Word. I know that relying so heavily on the Word may be a scary thought to you, especially if you haven't been taught or shown how to read the Bible, but you're not alone. In fact, I would say that you're in the same boat with the majority of Christ followers. So we want to help you change that. And right now, you can head to thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com and download our Strategies for Reading the Bible guide, or head to the show notes or the social media post or email where you saw this episode, and it'll be there for you as well. And as always, I want to thank you for downloading and sharing these episodes. Again, this Bible literacy series is for everyone, not just for entrepreneurs. So please share with any of your friends who are wanting to dive deeper into the Word. So in this episode, we are going to focus on the guidance, wisdom, and blessings, heck yeah, that come from knowing and following the Word. And I'm just going to plug this here. Along with the strategies for reading the Bible, you can also download our Wisdom and Faith in Business 3-day Bible study for free. It's a biblical look at wisdom and how to make decisions and act in wisdom and faith. So make sure that you grab that as well. Okay, so Matthew is one of my favorite books for getting Jesus' straight teaching. If you want to know how to live as a Christ follower, I suggest starting with Matthew and then head on over to 1 Corinthians. These are fabulous places to start if you're trying to figure out how to handle the day-to-day situations in life. Again, the Bible is not in code, and the more I've studied it just on my own, the more I'm amazed at how relevant and straightforward it actually is. So in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27, Jesus says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." So what is Jesus saying? Plain and simple, y'all. Rain in torrents and floodwaters will come. Life will be hard. But if we listen to his teaching or read it in the Word, and then here is the key part, and follow it, we will be wise and we will withstand the storms of life. If we don't follow it, we will not. It is not a let's see what happens kind of thing. Jesus is telling us what's going to happen. We will crash and burn. I read this as fact. And is urgent because you never know when that storm is going to hit, and we have got to be prepared. Proverbs 1, 2 through 4 gives a very explicit explanation of the purpose of the Proverbs. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined, here we go, here's the fun part, and successful lives, and to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. And we know that as a culture, we don't like words like discipline. We don't like words like guidance, because sometimes that people get real all in their feelings about that. Like, you're trying to put me in a box. You're trying to tell me what to do. What God's trying to do is give us the abundant life that he created us to have. Right? And this is what's so mind-boggling to me, y'all. I think that if we got 100 people in a room, both believers and unbelievers, and we asked them what some of their ideas for their lives would be, I think that we would get some similar answers, right? Success in business or work, a healthy family, a healthy marriage, happy and successful kids, happiness or joy, good friends, good relationships, a peaceful life. But the difference between a believer and a non-believer, I mean, among other things like salvation and things such as that, is the way that we are trying to reach these goals and the ability to actually get there. God created us to be his children, to walk with him and fellowship with other believers and follow his word. And when we do that, his word promises these things and more. Okay, now let's be real here. God's definition of what these things look like may look a little different than ours. In fact, it probably will. But I promise you that it will be good, right? What we are seeing is a world trying to find these things as well, but searching for them outside of the Bible and even intentionally going against the Bible. And shocker, they're not finding it. And suicide is up, and depression is up, and divorce is up, and crime is up. And y'all, I just can't help but see the correlation. Okay, so Psalm 1, we're going to move on. Psalm 1, 1 through 4 were our verses of the week a few weeks ago. And these are such beautiful verses. It says, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. How awesome is that? Why do they prosper? Because they're meditating on the word. They're following the law of the Lord. They're delighting in it. And they are aligned with God's purpose because they're doing that. And I don't know about y'all, but oh, how I want this to be me. And this verse also gives us a secret into something else. How do we know not to follow the advice of the wicked? How do we know when advice is wicked if it doesn't line up with the Bible? We have a standard. And right now there are so many narratives going around in our world, and there are so many things, so many ways that people are trying to play off of emotions and twist truth around. And we have to be grounded in the one truth, which is the Bible. Okay, Psalm 33:8 says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." Y'all, I do absolutely believe that God speaks audibly at times. I think he speaks through people. I think he speaks through circumstances. But we know he speaks through his word. Are we tapping into that? Okay, so I'm going to read you a few verses out of Psalm 119 again. Again, such a beautiful chapter of the benefits of Scripture. So we're going to start with verses 97 through 105. And just like in the other episode, I will have all of the Scripture that I'm using listed on the show notes so that you can go back and reread if you so choose. Okay, verse 97 says, "Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. I have refused to walk on any evil path, so that I may remain obedient to your word. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." I don't even need to say anything about those verses because they just lay it all out there. But if we want wisdom, we've got to get into the Lord's commands. If we want to be wiser than our enemies, we've got to get into the Lord's commands, right? If we want God to guide us, we've got to get into the word. Okay, I'm going to give you another example found in another one of my favorite books, Joshua. Now, the Lord had big plans for Joshua to help lead the Israelites across the Jordan River to start their conquest into the promised land. But before that happens, he prepares Joshua, right? So Joshua 1:7-9 are really powerful verses, and they're pretty well known. But to me, at least, they hold even more meaning when you understand the situation, right? When you know what Joshua is about to do. Okay, so Joshua 1:7 says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you," which is the law in Scripture. "Do not deviate from them, turning either to the left or to the right. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." And then verse 9 says, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I love those verses so much. I love that God let us in on Joshua's journey because it's such an amazing journey of faith and strength and courage, and Joshua having to overcome some of the same human feelings that we all have, right? So where does our direction come from? The word, being connected to God through his word, following the instructions that are so easily laid out, meditating on it, taking delight in it. Okay, let's jump to the New Testament here. Paul talks extensively about the benefits and blessings of a life in Christ, which we can only understand through Scripture, right? Before I jump to Ephesians, I want to define the word blessed. The New Oxford American Dictionary defines the adjective blessed as endowed with divine favor and protection. Yes, please. I would like that. Okay, so in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3, 4, and 6, Paul is writing to the Christians at Ephesus. He says, "As I briefly wrote earlier, God himself revealed his mysterious plan to me. As you read what I have written," and guess what? We get to read what he's written also. "You will understand my insight into this plan regarding Christ, and this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are a part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus." Jesus also talked about it in Luke 11:28 in response to a woman in the crowd who yelled out, "Blessed is your mother," Jesus replied, "but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice." So what the word tells us, y'all, is that if we read and meditate on God's word and put it into practice, we will be successful. We will bear fruit. We will prosper in all we do. We will be blessed, right? Fill in the blank here, because we are then aligned to God's kingdom purpose, right? His desires become our desires. His purpose becomes our purpose. And of course, we're going to be successful in that. But unfortunately, there is a thief that is trying to steal from us. In John 10:10, Jesus says so plainly that the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. But the thief is sneaky. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about how the Bible is a weapon that we must use against sin and against Satan. So remember, before you turn to anyone or anything else, turn to the scriptures first for wisdom and guidance. Remember that we're going to talk more about the strategies for reading the Bible in the fourth episode in this series. But you can always Google topics in the Bible to start off with. And if you want to grab that list of strategies now, just head to our show notes or to the website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com. And I want to add one thing to this. I know that so many of us get stuck making decisions because we think, well, I don't know if the Lord wants me to take this job, or I don't know if I'm supposed to go hang out with this person, or I don't know what I should make for dinner, right? We get so caught up in, I don't know if the Lord wants me to do this. And I want to say a couple of things to that, okay? Because no, you're not going to be able to open your Bible and it's not going to say, "Yes, Jen, take that contract." It's not going to say that, okay? However, there are a couple of things here. First of all, if you think that one bad decision is going to derail God's purpose, you are thinking too small of God, okay? If you have a pure heart, if you have godly intentions, if you are aligning your decision with biblical values and you are not being greedy, you are not acting out of your own accord, but you are doing what aligns to the Bible, God is going to bless that. Now, if he has something else planned for you, a different job, a different role, whatever, he's going to get you there. So we cannot think that, oh, if I go on this date with this one person, it's going to ruin my whole life. No, but if that person does not align to the biblical description of a spouse, then you need to get out and quit seeing that person, right? But we cannot put God in a box to say that one decision is going to derail his purpose, because it's not, all right? Second of all, I want to remind you that when we are meditating on the word, what we are doing is connecting to God. And when we connect to God, we hear from God, right? When we are reading about the faith journey of the faith heroes in the Bible, God's going to speak to us about our own journey through that, right? When we're listening to Paul talking to the new Christians, we're going to know what we need to do through what Paul is saying. And so reading the Bible is not just about reading it, it's about doing it. And when we start doing that, we're going to connect to the Lord in such a way that he's going to guide us. You're going to be pulled in one direction. You're going to feel his prompting in another direction, and you need to take a step there. And even if that's not the end game, God's got your journey all laid out. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there, because I know that I've had many conversations with people who are like, "Well, I don't know if I should take this job or stay at my job or quit my job and start my business." Y'all, if you're doing it with a heart for the Lord, with a pure heart and a clean conscience and genuine faith, He will bless those decisions. Okay. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too. And you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.